Hello and welcome to Easter Sierra Now News. This is Byron Walter, your host. We have a very important newscast for you today. We got some weather rolling into the Sierras that might be pretty extreme. We also have sports with Seth Connors. So don't go anywhere yet. Settle in. There's some news of the Eastern Sierra, but first, a word from our sponsors.
High Point Solar is your leading local solar power and battery backup company with access to the world's best technology. High Point Solar has installed over 1.4 megawatts of solar power in the Eastern Sierra. That's hundreds of homes in your neighborhood benefiting from low to no energy costs. With rising costs from the utility, the time has never been better to gain your energy independence with solar solutions provided by High Point Solar. Visit us at highpoint-solar.com.
Hey guys, it's Jesse. Instead of talking about Astorga's Mexican restaurant and how much I love it, I'm going to do you one better. I am going to use their online ordering system right now and show you how fast it is to get your food ordered. Ready and go. Okay, I am going to get a Astorga's Chihuahua style burger combo. Click, added to cart. And what do I want to drink? What do they have here? Mocktails, eh? Let me get a watermelon. We're going to get that. And then we move on to sides. I want to get some chips. And I want to get some salsa. And what else am I going to get here? I'll get some extra guacamole. And move on from there. Soups and salads. What's soup of the day? Let's have that. We'll click that. And we got some appetizers here. Check that out. Bean dip. Mexican buffalo wings. Oh, man. Okay. Click. That goes perfect with Mexican burger. And it looks like that is good. Oh my gosh, there's all these other things, enchiladas and burritos. Nope, we're sticking with the burger here. We're doing that. And click here, order, boom, done. It is sent. All I have to do is go pick it up, man. That's how long it takes. You are good to go. Astorga's Mexican restaurant. You can't go wrong. There's nothing about that place that isn't awesome. I love them. Phone number, 760-872-3849. And you can see the menu at AstorgasMexicanRestaurant.com where you can place your online order. Trust me, that's how you want to do it. Head over there today. And do me a favor. Let them know Jesse sent you.
And that was great. Thank you to our sponsors, High Point Solar and Astorga's. This specific episode is also brought to you by the Mammoth Lakes Chamber of Commerce. Growing business, building community in your Eastern Sierra. To start things off, it looks like Mono County residents have been encouraged to prepare for wildlife season to safeguard lives and communities. On August 17, 2023, as wildfire season approaches, the Mono County Office of Emergency Management, OEM, is committed to empowering individuals and communities with essential information and proactive steps to mitigate the risks associated with wildfires. This winter's extreme weather has resulted in dramatic vegetation growth, further contribution to wildfire fuel concerns as the vegetation undoubtedly dries out. Wildfire preparedness tips: create defensible space, clear vegetation and debris from at least 30 feet from around your home. Maintain roofs and gutters, regularly clean the roofs and gutters of leaves, pine needles, etc. Develop an emergency plan. Assemble emergency kits. I actually personally have 3 first aid kits in my truck and in my house at all times. Stay informed. Sign up for local emergency alerts. You can practice evacuations. Protect your home. Use fire-resistant building materials and consider installing spark arrestors on chimneys to reduce the risk of sparks igniting nearby structures. Collaborate with neighbors. Work together. Be cautious with fire. Avoid activities that could start a fire. If you want more information, just go ahead and navigate to www.ready.mono.ca.gov or go ahead and call the Mono County OEM 760-924-4633. And on to other news. It looks like we have another mosquito fogging event. Thank the heavens, because I am getting bit up out here still. It'll be on A1823. It's going to be between 4:30 and 6:30 a.m. If it's too windy or too cold, fogging will not be affected, though, and it'll have to be postponed. So if you're in the area of Dixon Lane or Bear Creek down in Bishop on August 1823 between 4:30 and 6:30 a.m. There will be mosquito fogging. And okay, on to other news related to mosquitoes as well. Public health officials identify mosquito pool positive for St. Louis encephalitis. The Owens Valley Mosquito Abatement Program and the Inyo County Public Health Department announced today that local mosquito pool has tested positive for St. Louis encephalitis. Nate Reed, Inyo Mono Agricultural Manager, said mosquito populations are extremely high due to the massive runoff and water spreading activities this year, which increases the risk of mosquito-borne illnesses. These diseases can be serious, so it is important that individuals protect themselves from mosquito bites. To be honest with you, this newscaster had no idea what St. Louis encephalitis was before reading this article, but I'm going to read the symptoms. Symptoms usually start abruptly with fever, headache, dizziness, nausea, and general weakness. They typically get worse over a period of several days to a week. Some patients recover after this period. Other develop signs of central nervous system infections, including infection of the brain, encephalitis, or the membranes around the brain, and the spinal cord, meningitis. Symptoms can include a stiff neck, confusion, disorientation, dizziness, tremors, and unsteadiness. Coma can develop in severe cases. Among patients diagnosed with SLE, 5 to 20% die. The risk of dying increases with age. And let's go through diagnosis here for St. Louis encephalitis. Healthcare providers diagnose SLE by signs and symptoms, history of living or traveling to where an SLE virus is known to circulate, which is now the Eastern Sierra. History of possible exposure to mosquitoes that carry SLE viruses. We know that it is in the area. Laboratory testing of blood or spinal fluid. Your healthcare provider can order tests and look for SLE virus infection and other infections that can cause similar symptoms. So I just wanted to go through that because I was totally unaware of what it was. Be on the lookout. There's a lot of mosquitoes out there. And if you develop a weird sickness, you might want to go see your healthcare provider and just get tested for this thing because it can be serious. And be careful out there, Eastern Sierra citizens. And on to being careful, there are heavy rains forecasted in Inyo. The National Weather Service expects a major weather event to hit Death Valley and the Eastern Sierra, with heavy rains over the course of the next several days as Hurricane Hillary approaches the Pacific coast. A flood watch will be in effect Saturday evening through late Monday night, as the biggest impacts are expected then. According to the NWS, areas of Inyo County can expect several rounds of rain occurring over 4 to 5 days with intermittent breaks, lasting as late as Wednesday. Unlike typical monsoon patterns, rain may persist overnight. Death Valley, in particular, may see 50 to 100% of its annual rainfall during this storm. So let's go into the weather now and just see when this is. Let's start with Mammoth. It looks like tonight we are at 60 degrees with precipitation at 60% already. Mammoth is up. And it looks like Friday in Mammoth, there's only a chance of 20% precipitation. It's going to be 75 degrees with a low of 41. Saturday, it's going to be 69 degrees with a low of 43 with 10% precipitation. Then we get to Sunday, where we are back at 60% chance of precipitation. It's going to be 60 degrees and 41 as a low. And then on Monday, we are talking 70% precipitation as of now. It'll be a low of 39 degrees and a high of 58. Now let's move on down to Lone Pine, our further south. Right now, it is a sizzling 93 degrees in Lone Pine. It's going to be a low of 65 overnight. Tomorrow, it will be 92 degrees as a high tomorrow with a low of 64, 0% precipitation. That brings us to Saturday with a 40% chance of precipitation. It's going to be 85 degrees and a low of 61. On Sunday, a high of 70 with a low of 60 with 90% precipitation in Lone Pine. On Monday, 80% precipitation, a high of 81 and a low of 58. That is low for Lone Pine this time of year. And my beloved Bishop, my home, my fantasy home that I just moved to, right now it is 87 degrees. Tomorrow, it will be a high of 93 degrees with a low of 57, 0% precipitation on Friday. Saturday, 20% chance of precipitation with a high of 88 and a low of 58. Sunday, we got 80% precipitation, 71% humidity. What? I moved from Indiana for a reason, Bishop. It's going to be a high of 75 and a low of 57. On Monday, 70% precipitation again. Humidity is going to be 78%. Oh, you don't know what that's like. That's going to be hard. And the high is going to be 74 with a low of 55. And then it looks like after this storm passes, we go right back up into the mid-80s. So it looks like we might even see some snow in the mountains because of how low the temperatures are going to get during Hurricane Hillary and these systems passing us and pushing up over the mountains. So yeah, this is going to be a pretty crazy time to witness these storms coming off of Mount Tom and all of the Eastern Sierras combined. I'm excited, but let's also be safe and take shelter during these rains as they are monsoonal and there could be flash floods. All right, a few other things, and then I'm going to throw it off to Seth, but Bishop, Downtown Bishop, on the 18th, this Friday, is going to be the Free Friday Night Market, and I haven't been yet, so I'm going to go. Local and tribute bands, food court, local beers and cocktails. Product of the region, crafters and artisans, local produce. Come for the party. So yeah, don't miss that. Downtown, Main Street, and Warren. And also coming up, Jelly Bread Unplugged live at the T-Bar Social Club in June Lake. Reno's premier funk party band returns to the loop for a special two-night run at the T-Bar Social Club. These are the makeup shows from New Year's. And it's going to be on August 18th. The time is going to be 8:30 p.m. It's at T-Bar Social Club in June Lake. All right, that's kind of all I have for you now, but I'm going to throw it off to Seth Connors for some local, regional, and maybe even nationwide sports.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, Eastern Sierra. I'm Seth Connors, and you're listening to Eastern Sierra Now Sports Daily. High school volleyball is getting ready to kick into full gear, and the Lady Huskies from Mammoth have their foot on the clutch. After notching 30 wins last year against only 7 losses and a tie, the Huskies have firmly established themselves as the region's top contenders. The team returns all 6 starters from a team that went 14-0 in league last year and a program that hasn't lost a league game in almost 7 years. The Lady Huskies will get things rolling this weekend as they travel to Yerington, Nevada to take on all comers at the 18th annual Yerington Volleyball Tournament. Madeline LaFrancois will lead the way for the Huskies. The 5'9 senior setter had 1,157 assists last year. She'll be setting it up for the likes of Jennifer Cecina and Jocelyn Campos. The two seniors combined for 282 kills in 2022. Make sure you tune in to ESN Sports Daily on Monday. I'll have a full recap of the weekend's events. First serve for Mammoth is at 10 a.m. on Friday in Yerington. Really quick, I just want to recap the football schedule for the weekend. The Bishop Broncos are at Fernley, Nevada. Kickoff is at 7. Lone Pine will host the United Christian Academy from Rancho Cucamonga. 7 o'clock kickoff for that one as well. Mammoth will travel to Fresno to take on Fresno Christian, again 7 p.m. And on Saturday, Lone Pine will host Fraser Mountain at 1 p.m. Let's pray for cool weather in that one. It sounds hot. And in big league baseball news, the Los Angeles Dodgers will try to make it 11 in a row tonight against the Milwaukee Brewers. The Dodgers took care of business last night to make it 10 wins in a row. Mookie Betts, Freddie Freeman, and Will Smith combined to go 8-for-13 at the plate, and Clayton Kershaw got his 11th win of the season, firing 5 strong innings, giving up just 1 run in the process. The Dodgers have now opened a ridiculous 10-game lead over the hated San Francisco Giants and will again look to extend the league's longest win streak to 11 games tonight. Tonight's game pits Brewers ace Corbin Burnes against the recently acquired Lance Lynn for the Dodgers. First pitch, 7:10. And that's a look at sports on Eastern Sierra Now Sports Daily. I'm Seth Connors. Thanks for listening.
All right, Seth, that was awesome. Thank you so much. And thank you for tuning in. I really enjoy doing the news for the Eastern Sierra. And I want to encourage you to download the Eastern Sierra Now app, as it contains 3 times as much content as I cover in this program. I want to thank the Mammoth Lakes Chamber of Commerce, Growing Business, Building Community for sponsoring this episode. And I'll see you tomorrow. Byron, out.